KORN News Radio Sports on this Thursday, December 4th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. South Dakota State football announced Wednesday the signing of 33 high school standouts, including Brookings native Bergen Tetzloff. The Brookings High School star is a three-time All-State defensive end who averaged 11 tackles per game this year as a senior, and he continues a Jackrabbit family legacy as his father and uncle are both in the SDSU Hall of Fame. Also, in-state signees for the Jackrabbits include Grant Wilkinson of DeSmit. He's a three-time All-Conference, two-time All-State honoree. Wilkinson at 6'9 and 305 pounds. He's a lineman, and his father played football at SDSU, and his brother, Damon Wilkinson, currently on the men's basketball team. And another in-state signee is Jace Woods from Sioux Falls, Washington. He's a two-time All-State receiver. Woods averaged nearly 19 yards per catch and scored 8 touchdowns this past season for the Warriors. Top 25 college basketball last night. Minnesota would pull off the upset, defeating number 22-ranked Indiana 73-64. Also part of the SEC and ACC challenge last night, number 25 Arkansas would defeat number 6 Louisville 89-80. Number 12 Alabama would hold off Clemson 90-84. Number 20 Auburn defeats North Carolina State by 10, 83-73. And number 10 Iowa State put up 132 points last night as the Cyclones defeat Elkhorn State 132-68. Thursday night football tonight. Two teams on the outside of the playoffs looking in with a month to go in the season. It's the Detroit Lions taking on the Dallas Cowboys tonight, just after 7 o'clock on Amazon Prime Video. Detroit started the season 5-2. They've lost three of their past five. They've now fallen behind to NFC North division-leading Chicago and also second-place Green Bay. The Lions start the week at 7-5. They're a game and a half behind San Francisco for the final playoff spot in the NFC. Meanwhile, the Dallas Cowboys, they're going in the opposite direction. They've got a winning record for the first time this season at 6-5-1. Dallas also just a game and a half behind the Philadelphia Eagles for first place in the NFC East. Missouri has become the latest state to launch sports betting. The state began allowing bets on Monday with some limitations, including that people won't be allowed to make prop bets for games involving Missouri college players. The restriction highlights concerns over prop bets following recent scandals involving both professional and collegiate athletes. The restriction was included in a constitutional amendment authorizing sports betting that Missouri voters narrowly approved last year. For more sports, check us out online at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.